This is Twit.
Apple, up to this point, has had ways for you to repair your device, both with the company itself and with some authorized repair places, some authorized repair services. So can you talk first and foremost just kind of the basics of this announcement before we get into kind of the details here? What did Apple announce and what is self-service repair in comparison to I go into an Apple store and say, genius, fix this?
Yeah, essentially what they've done is they've added another tier to who is allowed to get Apple authorized parts and access to Apple's repair manuals. You could already have, obviously, the Apple Store and the Geniuses there and all of that. And anybody who's involved in Apple's, you know, Apple Care support chain, and you send it in. I actually am taking a couple laptops into the Apple Store today, right? And it's going to go into sort of like the Apple first party experience. But also there have always been, really since the 80s, Apple authorized repair centers, which are basically independent companies. This is your local Apple repair shop, potentially, and they have been authorized by Apple, which basically means they've gotten training, they have access to the manuals, they have access to parts, and they will be able to do sort of Apple endorsed, Apple quality, essentially, repairs. With this announcement, what they're also saying is, if you are a person who wants to repair your own stuff, and it's very specific models and it's very specific parts that are repairable and as part of this program, although I expect that they'll expand it, you will be able to get access to our manuals and to our parts and all of that. And so basically it's saying anybody can enter into that official sort of like Apple, do it the Apple way, Apple authorized repair system. So that's that. It's sort of like the idea is maybe not that if you live next to an Apple store, you'll do this yourself. But I think if you live very, very, very far from an Apple store or an authorized repair shop, you could fix your iPhone yourself. And so it's a new dimension in terms of being able to repair your Apple stuff.
Yes. So if you read between the lines, if you sort of dig into what you've just said, you have answered this question, but I want to have this question answered just as sort of straightforward as possible so that folks can understand. How does what's happening here differ from me going to a site like iFixit and buying the parts from that site and then taking those parts and installing a new display? This is different from that, but could you explain to our listeners how it is different from that?
Yeah, I think one of the big differences is going to be that you're not using a site like iFixit is probably not selling you Apple authorized parts. Mm-hmm. And so they may be cheaper. Apple would probably tell you they're not qualified and that there may be less quality. iFixit might tell you that that's not entirely true, maybe some or all of the time. You know, like a battery from Apple is going to be Apple saying, this is the battery you should put in that MacBook. They're not doing Mac repairs yet, but it's inevitable that they will. But just to use that as an example, whereas iFixit may be sourcing the battery from the same place, but Apple like hasn't seen that battery. And so they're going to say like, well, we don't know the quality. We can't endorse the quality of that battery. And so we're not going to make any claims to it. And you know, this is all stuff that's probably happening out of warranty anyway. So I don't think it's sort of a you're losing your case if you do this kind of thing,
right,
but it is coming from potentially a different place, or at least hasn't passed through Apple. And what Apple's doing is saying, you know, you're buying an iPhone 13 screen from Apple essentially and installing it yourself. Whereas, you know, it might not be, that part might not be coming directly out of Apple. It may be sourced from somewhere else. If you get it from anywhere, from iFixit or Amazon, random thing on Amazon or Alibaba or whatever. Who knows where it came from?
Right. Now, how does this affect the current business of repairs? Well, of course, right now it doesn't affect because this won't launch until the coming year, whenever that'll get kicked off. And as you have pointed out, and I think Apple itself has said, and many others have suggested, that we will see more and more companies or more and more repair items available to folks. How does this affect Apple's actual, you know, certified repair providers, and then the kind of quote-unquote mom-and-pop shops that are out there too? Does it have more or less of an impact on those?
I honestly don't think it's going to have as much of an impact because, as Apple says in its release about this, this is pretty technical stuff, and the degree of difficulty for a lot of this stuff is high. You need tools to be able to do this that you may not have, and while you may be able to buy them, I use the example of the person out in the middle of nowhere because I kind of feel like that's the best case scenario here, is like there's no one else to help. But in most cases, people are going to want to use, if not Apple's stuff, the mom and pop shop or the local Apple repair center and use them instead. And this isn't really so much about that. I think the hope here is that they're embracing the idea that we should be able to fix our own stuff or go to a local person who's knowledgeable and they can fix our stuff for us and not have to sort of put it back in the black box of Apple. I think the pessimistic view of this would be that this is something that's not going to have a huge amount of applicability. Most people won't avail themselves of this feature, but that it's going to get various regulators off of Apple's backs who are threatening right to repair legislation of one kind or another.
Now, I think I already know the answer to this, but someone has asked in the chat, do we know what Apple is going to charge for these certified parts, for these parts from Apple itself? And then could you also talk, I can't remember if you mentioned it earlier, the discount that Apple did mention.
Yeah, basically, they're going to charge you what they charge to do the fixes at the Apple store, it seems, more or less. But if you return the damaged part, they will give you a discount. So essentially, you're paying, you're going to get a little discount for doing the labor yourself. That's essentially what it is. And I think that's one of the reasons why I say I don't know how wildly popular this will be, because a lot of people will look at this and say, well, I don't want to, if I'm going to pay more or less what I was going to pay Apple, I'll just have Apple do it. But that's the thing about it being like an Apple authorized part instead of it being from even if it's an identical part, not from within Apple's blessing, and therefore it might be cheaper, but then you don't necessarily know what you're going to get, right? That's not changing. That whole kind of idea, you're doing an authorized Apple repair yourself, essentially, using this scenario.
Right. Yeah. So I used to live in Missouri, in a couple of places in Missouri, and it would be a 3-hour drive for me to go to the nearest Apple store.
That's
3 hours there, 3 hours back. And so oftentimes I would do my own repairs for different things. On the rare occasion that it happened, a friend of mine, his MacBook Pro's battery needed to be replaced. So we bought the part and I took it apart and did all of that. So this for me is very exciting. I've replaced lots of iPhone screens and batteries for different people before. And it ends up being, you know, kind of a fun thing. But a lot of people are saying that you've kind of touched on this, the number of people that feel like it's worth doing the work themselves, feel comfortable doing the work themselves, and then want to order all of those parts and do the work themselves is a very small percentage. So with all that considered, is this Apple, because we've seen a lot of these little changes take place in the App Store, in its relationship with developers, and now this, is this more of a concession or a, hey, look at what we're doing to the right to repair legislation that it's working its way through different places, or at least the, you know, critiques of right to repair? Or, I mean, what's your kind of take on Apple's reasoning for doing this?
Well, I think Apple does hear the criticism and see the threat from having, anytime a politician or a judge tells a business what to do for their business, like businesses don't like that. So you want to avoid that at all costs. And so I think we see in a lot of areas, including this one, Apple wanting to be responsive. There's also a criticism that it makes Apple not look as environmentally friendly. Makes it look a little more wasteful, like it's trading profits for the repairability. You could make an environmental argument there that's really wasteful, and they really want to make their products disposable. And that hits to one of their core corporate values. So it makes them look bad in a way that they really don't like. So I do think there is really something going on here where Apple is, on the one hand, advancing the sort of opening up the official Apple repair strategies here a little bit. But I think also we've seen with some of their recent product releases that they are, and again, it benefits them, but it also benefits other people. They are making their products a little bit more repairable. The new MacBook Pros seem a little more repairable, and iFixit reported on that it doesn't quite some Apple products are very much like if anything breaks, the entire thing is broken and there's nothing right. you can do. Right. So I feel like they're realizing they need to do a little more. That'll benefit their in-house people in the Apple store every time that they can just replace a part instead of a whole motherboard or something is a win for Apple. But it also makes it more repairable for others. And what I have been telling people this week, I've been using the line from The Princess Bride a lot, which is get used to disappointment. Everybody's going to get really excited about, oh, this is going to totally change the game. And I think the reality is it'll be incremental, but I do think it's headed in a positive direction in both of those cases, in Apple stuff being more repairable and in Apple being more open to letting people repair it. And I think Apple has heard the feedback, too, that just because there are Apple stores all over the place, there are a lot of people using Apple products, as you mentioned, who are hours away. And so their only choices are to mail their tech away and hope it comes back someday, or use an independent resource, or do it themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Well, Jason Snell, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about this new program. Of course, folks can head over to sixcolors.com and be mesmerized by that color-changing top bar.
Just keep watching the bar. Yeah,
just keep watching the bar. But if they want to follow you online and check out all your great work, where do they go to do so?
Sixcolors.com is great. TheIncomparable.com for some more podcasts. I'm at Relay.fm for podcasts. I'll link to from Six Colors so you can get them from there. And I'm Jay Snell on Twitter.
Excellent. Thank you, Jason. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.